Penguin Random House Audio presents Too Much Is Not Enough, a memoir of fumbling toward adulthood. This is the author, Andrew Rannells. Baby, I'll be tough. Too much is not enough. Fame by Michael Gore and Dean Pitchford, and originally belted out by Irene Cara. About Andrew Rannells. The honest version. This is maybe not going to be what you think it's going to be. When I have to provide a bio for a playbill or a television show announcement or the cover of the audiobook you're listening to right now, I'm always struck by how tidy it looks. Each sentence contains an achievement that I'm proud of, something that for years I had only dreamed could be possible. I've worked hard, and I'm happy to say that I've achieved much of what I set out to do when I first moved to New York in 1997. I mean, I would still like to have a weekly brunch date with Stephen Sondheim, but it's always good to have goals. But my biography is also deceiving. It's all highs and no lows, with bullet points of good stuff and none of the details of the in-between. And it starts with me starring in my third Broadway show when I was 32. In reality, my bio should include sentences like, prior to being cast in the Book of Mormon, Andrew left his family in Omaha, Nebraska, missed them terribly, and often wondered if he had made the right choice to leave his home. Or, after starring in Hairspray on Broadway as the third Link Larkin, Andrew faced months of unemployment and thought he would never work again. During that time, he loved to stress eat, spiraled into regularly scheduled anxiety attacks, and had to take a job as a temp at Ernst & Young. He still couldn't tell you what he was supposed to be doing at that job.